Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
Scoop, man, it's Sunday. We hope y'all been enjoying, you know what I mean, this whole winter season. We gotta win the season.
Nah, ain't all right, this winter. This is Florida. It's Florida, man. Ain't no winter.
Hey, y'all enjoying that Orlando Florida, that Florida
that good old light
season.
Jacket weather.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you get what I mean? But anyways, man, this is Scoop, man. It's Sunday. It's your host, PJ, the Perfect Gentleman. I got my two co-hosts with me, Tony MFD.
Looking like a black Where's Waldo. Different right. Colors, though.
And Mr. Fly Jock himself, ladies and gentlemen.
You already know.
Mr. The Man right here. All right. And I got one question to the viewers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Have you had your morning Joe yet?
Oh, shit. You know what
I mean? Yep. Somebody, I was sent a... What it is like? It's almost like a topic to the speak. It was like, we need to let the fellas know that eating the cat causes cancer. I say, man, God damn, bro, this shit just don't make me.
We just can't win.
Eating the cat causes cancer. So I say, I was like. Damn, so we gonna get down to every aspect except for eating this bullshit that we eat of the chemicals and everything. Everything, I mean, you know what, never mind, fuck it. Just fuck it. I was just like, nah, I ain't talking about that.
I mean, we can chime in where, you know, we can let him know. I don't know who the person is. But, you know, if he pop perks, like, what's his name say? My dog say he can't trust a nigga that don't eat bacon, but he'll pop all these drugs.
He say you can't trust.
He say
who that? I seen.
The rapper DaBaby.
Okay,
DaBaby
okay,
say.
Okay.
He do not trust a nigga that don't eat bacon, but a pop all these Percocets and. Tell them the truth, you'll pop all these crazy drugs, but what you mean you don't feel that part? You know, like some gold.
I don't know. I get
that's just like a person.
That's like, what a minute, that's like two parallels that.
Oh man, I don't eat poom poom, but you pop perks. Same thing.
Right, we got same thing. We get you. Yeah. I see where you know when you put it like that, like, you know what I mean?
Mix it up.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Say that way, it makes perfect sense.
All right, check it out, fellas. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Hey, comments, we hope y'all out there. Y'all here, y'all ready to participate in this, man. This is the thing. Does size and height really matter? Let's go.
Now, when you talking about size. Right.
I refuse to answer any question on the ground that that man incriminate me.
Weight or lift?
But we gonna touch it all. We wanna touch it all. We wanna go with the size from the men, the size of the women. You like does all of this stuff really matter? Does the size of the height really matter? We don't hurt height situations. We don't hurt all this chaotic crap over the years when it comes down to this stuff, and also have personal experiences. So. Does this really matter? Like, what's really good? Is anybody going to really tell the truth? Are we going to tell the whole scoop and that?
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Tell the scoop and that, but the scoop, you know what I mean?
Listen,
So, yeah. So,
Tony,
man.
How you feel about that?
Man.
Look. I threw it on Tony. I don't have them all.
I don't have the tall ones. I don't have the big ones. I don't have the skinny ones. I don't have the ones with the body, yada, yada, yada. I mean, my track record, it don't been all types of ways. So to me personally.
Personally, nah.
It don't really bother me. Like, if you got something that I like, then, you know, if it's something about you that I like, then I'm cool with it. I don't really give a fuck that you 6 feet taller than me and shit like that, right there. You know,
I don't want you taller than me.
I know, bro. It's like I say, bro.
I'm
one time way back when.
Hey, wordplay. He think every man knows smash to be.
Hey, playboy, you just took it out my mouth. I was sure getting ready to say.
Prove
every man
wrong.
Done hit that BBW.
Yeah, he
now.
Say, prove him wrong, right?
Yeah,
now.
For real,
bro. But like I say, it all depends on if you worry about what the rest of the people who looking at you. You know what I'm saying? Because like a lot of people, you want somebody that is either compatible to you. You know, don't look bad, but I mean, you can't help it. Now, I do think it's weird when the girl is like 6 feet and a man is like a midget.
See, there you go. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now,
like, I do think, I mean, I look at it, but like I say, at the end of the day, it's somebody for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I also think it's weird as hell when these big ass dudes got like Shaq dating Hoops.
Well he done had shorter.
I'm saying
Shaq. He done had shorter. And that's what I was trying to, that's one of those scenarios.
Who
was
Shaq
and
it?
But I'm just saying, like,
ain't
Shaq,
nobody eye to eye with Shaq.
But surprisingly,
I'm just saying, like, somebody at least showed me. All right,
listen, surprisingly, those little petite women usually have the.
Those the ones you can bounce around.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
yeah, they fun size.
It's
now.
Like, I'm just saying, surprisingly, like, so, all I'm saying is.
I mean,
you've been in the gym for a year.
Yeah, but I mean, they fun size.
Shaq knows something.
But I'm just saying, though. But, like, on pictures and stuff, it just look weird when they're standing by. Like, me personally.
You come sit right here on me.
Me personally, like, if you're going on the hype side. Like,
I love you, Hoops. Hey, come sit right here, baby.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie now. Shouts out to Shaq because he got Hoops. And Lord knows, only time she ever discussed me when she kissed Flavor Flav. From the first time I seen her,
it was just to get her foot in the dough.
Hey, check this out.
And delicious.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Delicious, boy.
Ain't, but you know what I mean?
The other girl, Bucky, her name's Shay now. She done been on a couple more reality shows.
She done changed the name.
Delicious. No, she just went by, you know, Flav gave her the name of Bucky.
Okay,
she like started.
Flav brung everybody out.
I think.
But then she started doing like all that love and hip hop shit.
Okay.
Her name's Shay.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. I don't even know, but the only person that really, really stuck out to me,
loaded.
Just like anybody else, was New York, man. And, of course, like you say, Hoops and Delicious and stuff
like
that.
New York,
but I'm just saying. I'm talking about as far as just
New York. You're beautiful,
recognizing the name and
different eyes. You know? you just look different.
Come on,
Jock,
look at me like this nigga just say
New
York. That is your
all
WCW.
Right. Check it out. The reason that the question was asked was because I had heard Cat Williams talk about it, and he was asked from Conan, has your size ever, like, you know, like, stopped you from really getting a girl? And he was like, no, because at one point in time, he had, you know, dated a 6-foot WNBA basketball player, and just say he got tired of her picking him up to get his.
Right.
But what he was trying to say was that he feel like that when the short dude get that change, he's going to show out. He's going to show out because he don't, you know, he ain't gonna get up off of it because of the simple fact that he got something to prove. How y'all feel about that?
I mean, it don't matter whether you're short or tall. Y'all got something to prove when the lights go.
Yeah.
Shit, you ain't trying to be no one-hit wonder. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if he...
I'm going to need for you to call me back. Back in my days, I used to have a saying, if I don't hit you at least twice, I can't even brag. So, look, like, I can't say, oh, yeah, Jock, you know I hit her. And we only did something one time because she chose to never call me back.
That's that oopsie.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah. My bad, like that, when I, we just.
Ain't do nothing.
Yeah, we just see each other and ain't nothing ever happened.
Now, if you hit, three times.
Three times, yeah. You
locked in.
You locked in. You represent. You know what you're doing.
Right, right. Now, okay, that first time could have been a okey-doke because you were too happy and shot the club up early.
You know, that means, you know me. Oops. That was damn sure my shit.
I refuse to answer any question on the ground that that man incriminated me.
You going over that bitch sober?
Look, back in my day, that damn sure would be my shit. It was just so good, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
That's the lie. That's that lie, boy. It was so good, baby. Knowing damn well.
Boy,
hey,
you better stop looking at me. Nah.
Yeah, it's over. Hey. Look, because boy, when that first started out, time that bitch entered, that bitch was already activated.
That bitch started having a seizure.
Hey, look. I didn't even know you was supposed to last longer than 3 months until I started watching the flicks. I'm like, why the hell is this shit is 10 to 20 minutes long?
Breaks.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah, I ain't know that until I see the flick went behind
me
the
either.
Scene.
Me either.
I really when thought I, they were like first, applying pressure for 20 minutes.
With my young mind seeing that when I was first seeing that, that's how I kind of developed. I just thought that you really had to have that stamina, dog. Like, you had to
and
go.
I'm see, like, look, hold on,
you
hold on. Yeah,
like,
yeah, you see, see where he going with this
you
shit?
See, he get him cool points.
He you know, trying to get cool points. That's why, you know, I know you got to laugh. Fuck that. Yeah. Fuck that. Two pumps and a motherfucking swirl. Yes. That's it. That's all. Fuck it. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. I got shit to do.
For real. Well, I'm being hard as hell. Been we done?
What?
We done.
Nah. And the worst ones is like, let's say.
Now, you know what? That might would have worked if you actually grew up on the on watching the other side porn, like white folk, like white people porn, like for real, real talk. Do these guys?
But
all right, done. Like it's like that's porn. That's it.
All
that's
porn.
It.
But bro,
it ain't nothing.
I ain't gonna lie though.
Bro, they ain't
when
no
I'm watching the porn. That's what I'm expecting. Bro, I hate role play, but I hate stories. I hate all that shit. You couldn't hook them, knock on the door.
Oh, my Peters. Ken, are you hanging this TV up?
Right.
And then they got to sit on the couch and look
at it. I refuse to answer any question on the ground.
Bro, like,
oh, my husband's, he's getting off in at 3.
Man,
and then the next thing you know, he's taking off his...
And then the husband coming. Look, what's going on here?
Oh no! What are you doing? Bro,
if I want to watch a movie, if that bit ain't that what the hell the movie theater name? The movie theater.
IMAX.
Yeah, if it ain't that IMAX, if it ain't that the Regan. West Oaks Mall, motherfuckers. Like, I don't need to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't need no storyline. I already know what I bought this movie. What it consists of.
Fast forward.
You got to fast forward.
For
real.
Sometimes I'm trying to see what.
That's why the industry is where it's at right now because they want the behind story. So you just go on the hub and that bitch just straight. Just straight. Like right when you press play, that bitch just straight. Pow, pow, pow.
That hoe getting it in, boy.
That's it.
Man, y'all stupid, bro.
That's your finesse in that.
For real.
You know me, I watch them wrong.
I'm not
going
to watch a 30-minute trailer.
Right, for real.
No, man, I'm trying to get this shit done.
Look, I already got the Jergens in hand ready to go and shit. Like, what the fuck? Fuck, I'm watching you talk for, bitch, no.
Now I don't even want to watch it no more.
Are you trying to tell me?
I ain't trying, bitch. I'm telling you, when I had the VCR back in the day, bitch, it was already ready, like, that bitch need to be on that
remote.
With the remote.
So it need to be on that spot already, huh?
On that scene.
And I will rewind that bitch back when I'm done to make sure when I put that bitch back in, I press play.
And then I'm already on the scene.
But then my mama realized that I was watching it because I ain't leaving it at the scene that they left it at.
But I bet you know something about them.
But I have them with a better scene.
Know them scenes where they come in. What you say? They came over to the pool, boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
what you say?
And another reason why I ain't like it is because they had me actually believing that like something like that can really happen. Like as a younger person, you know, because in my mind, they'll do something like teenager. So I'm 13 and then this dude sleeping with a grown woman. So I'm thinking like if I go ask the lady to clean out her yard, she might ask me in the house. That dumb shit never happened.
And the thing about it, you remember when all us was younger.
No.
Listen, when all us were younger, you remember you might have that little freak over and then you throw in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You not for the outlast that movie.
For real.
Just trickery, bro.
This is the, all right, check it. So, with all that being said, right, here kind of next thing.
Right.
Our next point was, because y'all kind of answered the second point. The second point was, or, you know, does size really matter or does it, you know, you can't help who you really love. You see what I'm saying?
Somebody supposed to be up here to answer these
questions. Yes, yes.
What happened?
We supposed to, ain't nobody call in. Ain't no females on today.
Man, we don't even know y'all. Where y'all at?
Yeah, comments, yeah. Because y'all don't got y'all started so late.
That 407. Yeah,
well, we got
407-821-9370.
I don't know why y'all got started so late, but y'all got started late.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. We ain't even saying that.
No.
Hey, bro, those some rich ass blue shorts you got on, bro. I like them bitches.
Oh, man. You know, on
Burlington?
This is a
thing. Hell no.
Just in case somebody do call in. I went ahead and hooked that up.
Oh, shit. We live, bro.
Check it out. Is there, with all this being said, is there really a such thing of being bad in bed?
Fuck yeah.
Yes. Hell yes.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yes.
And I will give y'all some examples, but
yes,
I ain't gonna do it.
Because I'm just saying, like, I feel like
I mean,
you
but
know what I'm saying? Like, I heard, all right, I put it like this out. Like, I heard
you heard you was bad in bed.
Nah, I ain't never hear that.
But, he heard it, y'all.
Hey,
he
listen, heard hey, it. Hey, somebody probably
comments. I know somebody out here watching it in the comments.
Everybody can get the good
But at the end of the day,
man, look, I know I don't have me a couple bad episodes.
That probably was a no go for this.
Everybody can't get.
That probably was a no go.
Yeah,
everybody can't.
That's the simple.
Everybody can't get the eighth penis. You can't get the eighth penis. In the words of Kevin Hart.
So check it out.
I only deliver good penis on the eighth of every month. Any other time, you just getting regular. But on the 8th, yeah, I'm bringing the thunder.
And the platter.
I'm bringing the thunder. Shouts out to Kevin Hart.
That man crazy.
Check it. All right, so this is what I was going to get into. Because I think it was Tank saying something about it.
Ooh.
And what? Tank.
Oh,
and what he was
God,
saying
bro.
Was like, you know, it's not that. It's like she cares about you and what you're doing. If she actually tells you,
who
that.
Said that?
I just said it.
Who?
I just dropped the name.
What's the name again?
Tank.
This the man that say if you suck a meat one
man.
Time. Oh, okay.
What is it?
Yeah, Tank.
Come on, man. Hey,
I don't want that nigga advice. That nigga say if you suck a meat,
he said,
and
like,
you don't like it, that don't make you gay.
Right. Hook might be let tight, it, but that don't on, sound bro. Right.
Yeah.
All right, let me put it out in right. a little bit. Let me simplify right. it a little bit better, right?
Go ahead.
Repeat this. So every person has an experience, right? Like especially when we talking about women. Women like we're older or you know after 30, you know, they have an experience.
Bitch, I'm 29, so.
It don't matter. I'm whatever the fuck. Even at 20, hell, we can go 20. We can go all the way down to 26, 27.
Okay.
They've had an experience to the point where they may have been exposed to something that they like and how they like it.
Correct.
So when you come in at maybe, like I say, after 30, 32, 30, whatever, and now, you see what I'm saying, you're not doing or they're not familiar to the new style. Like, because sometimes it's not about them being all the way exposed to a lot.
Correct.
But it's just that they're exposed to this particular thing. So that what I'm trying to say, and that in this case, you may be seen as, you know what I'm saying? This is bad sex for me. I don't like it this way. So
well, I'm,
But can we do like this to do right. like this? Can you see, hold my legs?
The crazy part is in your mind, you trying to make them do you like how the other person did jazz, mm-hmm. you know? I mean. Right.
So I'm saying this is on the female playing field and the male. So this go vice versa. So that's why the question came up, because I seen that. I wasn't gonna tackle it from the whole dialogue that Techno was having. I was like, nah, let me pull this out, because I know that there's something here, to the point where, like I say, if people are being real, then yeah, you know, people have different experiences by the time they've been got to 30. So you go, they might want things done a particular way. That's like saying that right now you don't want head, like you just gonna take teeth head or something. Like, you know what I'm just saying? After 30, like you still gonna go for teeth after 30? I don't know.
What you mean go for teeth? Need that Jonah.
I'm just saying,
after 30, you going for just straight to like vitamins. Like, bro, like, come on, man. After this, should know now. You know that ain't right.
We supposed to be trained.
Come on now. Look, keep your teeth off.
And people be telling, and they be asking, I'm like, you talk to people about it, right? And they be like, well, you gotta tell them. You gotta show them what you want.
How the fuck I'm gonna show them?
How the hell I'm gonna show them? Like, I don't know how the hell. Somebody in my past did it, and I felt that way. I don't know how she did that. When I put to get her number and give it to her, like, yeah, here you go.
You better ball grease.
You better practice on her lunch. Use your finger.
You better ball grease.
But you know what I'm saying? It can be vice versa too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like we say, shit.
That's that. See you.
Some girls don't want that rough.
Read the terms and conditions before y'all.
Some girls don't want that rough shit. We used to.
Bro, listen. I'm for real. Like. Back in my, I gotta keep saying this before I go to telling y'all my stories.
Back in my prime,
you know what I'm saying? Like I was told that, like, bro, only thing you do is just beat, like, jump off the dresser type shit.
Slow down,
slow your ass down. Let me enjoy it too. Like you be trying to kill me, like I don't did something to you. But in my mind, I would grow up and the movie, like I'm thinking that's what you're supposed to do. See, that's why he the perfect gentleman. He was watching that passionate, lovey-dovey shit.
We watching
straight. Fuck
him. He was watching the movies.
They ain't got nothing to do with.
Our porn was in the hotel room.
Yeah, our shit was in the hotel room.
His was in the real log cabin.
Yeah.
In the mountains.
Wait one minute.
Yeah, I guarantee you. All the porn you watch, they ain't have no hair on their vaginas.
Yeah.
Our shit was just straight Bushwick Bill bitches.
That was raggedy.
just raggedy.
And the thing about it, he still down there chewing on that carpet.
Man.
Jesus.
Chewing on that carpet.
Wait, man. So, hey, man, come on, man.
Man, right. I'm just saying, though, bro, like.
Me and Tony, we had the hood porn.
Like, bro, we just like, I don't know where you came from, but, like, bro, me, yeah, my shit was.
Your antennas.
Yeah, man, all right, like.
Check it out.
Straight hood with it. Like, man, like, okay. Let's get it.
Hey, all right, check it. Here we go. Wait, let's go to this next part of it. And the next part of it is. A girl dropped this on the comment. She said on social media, she was just like, eventually that deal make you do it. And what she was talking about is getting tatted. Getting the dude, man.
Hold on, what happened now?
You eventually will you actually tattoo? Yeah, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Oh no. I ain't never.
I don't care.
I refuse to answer any question on the ground that they may incriminate me.
That I know of two women that have my name tattooed on them, and I didn't ask for it. Never asked for it, but I mean, they eventually got them covered because I throw their ass like when they showed it to me. You know, it was just one of those things that it was just like, oh, look what I did. And I was like, why?
Like, y'all go together, man.
Like, bro, that's what I was telling her. I'm like, bro, we're not even together. Like,
we're in a whole relationship.
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, you childish, baby.
Because
I ain't gonna never ask you to tag my name because I'm
Show man, not you, putting no
you,
motherfucker.
You know what you did, huh?
Yeah.
He talking to us during it.
Oh, man, nah,
he man. Oh, this the best shit ever, baby.
He know what he did.
Boy, you take care of that, and then boom, he love me. She done went to smooth.
Smooth business?
The reason why I'm laughing because one of them did.
See, that's the hood porn.
Wait, man.
That bitch
man.
Ain't smooth, bro.
Wait,
yeah, is he still doing tattoo?
Oh no, huh? Bro.
Smooth.
Nah, man. He left us, man. He left us, man.
Oh yeah, he did pass away.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah, man. Bless that spirit, man. Like, oh, yeah, smooth visions, bro. That was. Yeah, man. That I like was smooth as a character, bro.
That was the. Smooth had the hoods on lock.
Yeah,
tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he did somebody tattoo. I ain't never get no tattoo by him. I think my first tattoo was one nigga named Danny or some shit. I don't even know. I just know he was across the street from the hood. And me and my sister, we ain't know what the hell to do. So we both went and got our name tattooed on us.
My first one was right there by Evans.
My first tattoo was off of Edge. Off of
you went to a shop or you was in the bitch house?
I went to this white lady house.
I went to a shop.
I was scared, but I was at a big house.
Right across from the Avalanche.
But her house was like this part, a room just for tattoos. Right. And that bitch had a Doberman pincher. That bitch walked in there. I damn this shit on myself.
A Doberman pincher?
Pincher.
And oh. Thought it was like a picture of a Doberman.
No, actual dog. The dog on, that man. Looked like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, check it.
Yeah, that bitch walked in, and I'm sitting there getting inked up, and she, oh, don't worry, baby, he's okay.
And he ain't gonna do nothing perfectly.
Man, you crazy. Man, this dog huge, and he's sitting in the corner looking at me.
Bit fat, baby, bit fat.
Yeah, waiting on her ass to say that key word, he's gonna attack you.
Bit fat.
The perfect gentleman did my...
Represent.
Oh, you did tattoo?
Man, listen, man. Hey.
Oh, fuck.
PJ, what do you do every goddamn thing?
I'm a creative person, man.
That bitch.
At the end of the day.
That bitch was out there with that fucking nail and slapping the bitch arm and shit.
Hey. You
eraser too, right?
Oh yeah, I try to do that eraser shit.
That eraser shit.
Nah, I ain't do. You know what? I think everybody tried, but I think that was a whole little sorority type thing, bro.
That was. I think I was because
you really had to burn your skin.
Yeah, I was in the 7th, 8th grade when all that was going
on. Yeah, I was like, I tried that shit.
And
one
I was
time.
Young, bro.
That shit started getting hot. I said,
soon as that bitch kept. Man, hold up, man, this shit hurts.
Yeah, but y'all tripping.
Stop! I don't even want this bitch no more.
That's that remind me of a story that I ain't gonna tell y'all last. I was gonna tell y'all, but
so I can be
it's gonna
it
be
up.
Off topic. It's gonna be off topic.
Okay.
It's gonna be off topic. It's gonna all really right. be it's gonna be way off topic. But check it out. This is what happened, man. Let's go. I'm gonna jump right onto the riddle. Like I say, we getting right through it. And then we'll go to seeing anything in closing, man, when it comes down to that. Because like I said, this really came from Cat. I got this from Cat Williams. Does that size and does the height really matter? We went the size, I think, a little bit. But no, we went on. We touched on the height. We touched on the height thing. All right, yeah. So we touched on the height because you know women really be out here acting like that's the real deal breaker. And it's simple. And the crazy part about it is they be single forever, and they be like, oh, I need the dude to be 6. He got to be 6'1". He got to be 6'2". He got to be 6 foot. He got to be that.
And I am 6'1".
Yeah, well, I don't even know why I asked these two niggas anything.
6'1". 6'3".
Who's 6'3"?
Oh, I thought we were just making up heights.
Shit, hey, yeah, I'm 6 foot minus 3, so it don't even matter.
You say 6 foot minus. This man is crazy.
You're real 6 foot. Minus 3. Anywho, but yeah, all right, we're going right to the riddle of the day. Let's ride. I ain't gonna lie, this really threw me a little bit, but I had two answers for it. It said, I can be crushed into pieces, but only if I am given away first. I can be clawed and attacked, but that's usually my own doing. No matter how many problems I have, You wouldn't dare let me go. What am I?
That ghetto dope. Hey, that's straight raw.
Oh, no, I was thinking, I think at the first part, I was just like,
a toilet.
Yeah, you know, the cloud part kind of got that's me thinking like some plumber shit.
You can be broken up first, in many pieces, though.
Yeah, you hit the toilet. Yeah, you hit that bitch.
On the first thing,
break that Dawson.
Marcus in the building. City, what's up, man? City. What's happening with
congratulations, cuz.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
My dog, a whole fiance out here.
So I can be crushed into pieces. And I was just like, I don't even know what it was at first. I had had some thought, and I don't know what it was, but then, yeah. Wordplay pretty much got it. That's what
it's the heart. Yeah.
Yep,
the heart can get clogged, all that.
All this educational and shit.
It's a heart.
Damn.
It's a heart.
True.
Yep, that's the true... Yeah, but when they said the cloud, that did kind
of. We got to get Mr. Hope Deal up here, man.
For fact, yes. Yeah, when you ready, brother.
Man, you got to get with us, man.
Yes, we got to get you up here, bro. When you ready? Because I already got a couple of shows playing out of mind and stuff like that. So yeah, when you ready, we got to definitely get you on in this building, man.
Because he's sure helping the youth out there.
Oh yeah, Bit Facts. Shout out to the Hope Dealer, man. Shout out to mentoring, right?
Yeah,
man. Shout out to the Hope Dealer out there, man. Definitely Mercer Drive stand up and all that stuff, man.
What, so, 1,000?
You get what I mean? So yeah,
for
man.
For real.
I
been said you should come up here, bro, but nobody listened to me.
Everybody on the same page. Somebody was supposed to do the leg work.
Me?
But you can look left, right, off. Fuck you want to.
I got it phoned on. You
know, okay.
Y'all ain't tell me to call.
Yeah, everybody, y'all. Hey, City. Network, man.
I'm going to call you after the show, bro.
He lying.
For real.
He lying.
Yeah, we're supposed to do the network, so we can go ahead and get y'all blown up here. All right,
so basically you saying is, I'm the one that need to line up these interviews, and then I'm going to let you know so you can set the dates. So, all right, done.
Y'all hear that, right?
Done.
Y'all hear that audio?
All right,
I hear it.
I'm
for
the big
gonna
be booked.
Bruh.
Tony
Duke. Anytime he start off with bruh, the joke for the come out. Here it go.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Listen. That was his joke of the daytime.
Yeah, because he trying to get all serious.
Well, fuck you.
All right, so.
Cause I was watching Avengers before I came here. And I just don't understand why Marvel don't use Hulk more for advertisement.
More.
I mean, he's basically one big banner.
What is the Hulk's real name?
The Hulk?
Yes, Incredible Hulk.
What's his real? I forgot his real name.
Hulk Smash. I don't know.
David Banner.
He's basically one big banner. Bruh. Get it?
Yeah, we're gonna send that.
Thank you, Crickets.
Yeah, I need. Because
y'all stupid.
I need to go
Bruh.
Put the Crickets on that.
Bruh. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I don't even know who.
I'm like.
Yeah, I don't know the Hulk. Bruh. I don't know. Listen, I ain't even from that. Like, I ain't even from the flesh.
We used
like
to watch Apollo and Def Jam. We ain't never watched Saturday Night Live like that.
But we watched wrestling growing up, bro.
Yeah,
not the Avengers. We ain't play. Matter of fact, we weren't even fortunate to play with action figures.
For real,
you know what I'm saying? We had to go outside.
We had to go outside and
get real action. We did not grow up with action figures, but we went outside. And we got real action, ladies and gentlemen.
The Hulk.
I'm sorry,
y'all.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. But everybody that just tuned in, that was Tony Joker of the day. He didn't mean to say that one. I pray.
I thought it was funny.
I'm gonna give you one. I'm gonna give you the Let me give you the quote of the day, right? All right,
what's the quote?
And the quote of the day says like this right here, and it came off of the topic of the day. The value of a man should be seen in what he gives and not in what he's able to receive.
That sounds like one of your quotes you made. Because you the perfect gentleman.
No, yeah. They say it's actually what's...
Okay. All right. Hold on. What was again? Go ahead and say it.
It said that the value of a man should be seen in what he gives. I think I see where Tony going at with this.
Go ahead.
He said, "Go ahead,"
and not in what he's able to receive.
Okay.
Hold up. Wait a minute, little mama. You got me bent. What the fuck you mean, Wild Wolves? Wild. Captain Kirk, can you save me? Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Come on, man. Yeah, man, that was some good stuff. But I did kind of see the similarity in the giving and the whole, you know, the size really matter thing. Yeah, I really. So, do you get gifts? So, do a man get gifts according to what he... able to give in that arena?
Question. Gifts are only given out to men on
Valentine. Well, we don't even care for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, not your Valentine's
Day. We'll get some birthday and Christmas.
Birthday and Christmas. That's
all of this in, fellas.
A man will not get a just because gift.
Do not get just because shit.
A man will not just get a just because gift.
But you expect to give a just because gift.
Because I don't got...
You eating booty too, but you ain't telling everybody.
All right, what? Come on, man. We don't went through this whole. I think we done had this episode already. And that was from Trick Daddy Dollars.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
When he was talking about, you know, he, you know,
you grown man, you got kids.
It depends. It depends.
Say what you want, man. Trick, say
it's
fuck y'all.
For real, man. It depends. That sounds like a good profile, man.
Man.
For Tony.
Here you go.
I hate it.
Here you go.
Bruh.
Go ahead, bruh.
All right.
That bitch gonna cry.
Go ahead.
I hate my job. All I do is crush cans all day. It's so depressing. Bro!
Listen, all right.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have been redeemed.
Thing about it, I thought the joke was over. I'll say, what the fuck we posted? Answer the question.
Bruh, I'm going to tell y'all now. My daughter, she don't watch the show, but that's my little homie. We riding in the car. She's talking about some daddy. Go ahead. Tell me a dad joke. So I told her the one about the kidnapping at the school.
Oh, yeah. What'd she say?
Then she like, that's not funny. Then I had to break it down to her as I say, Taylor, napping, what is that? She's talking about when you sleep. I say, so it's a kid napping at the school. But then he woke up. She's talking about something. Oh! And then she started laughing.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
When that man shit was funny.
Me in the middle of the day. Mind you, ain't no school. This man, hey, Jock, you heard about the kidnapping at the school? His daughter don't even go to my baby's school. Right. And I'm already on panic mode now. I'm like, nah, what happened? Oh, don't worry about it. He woke up.
I said, hell no.
But, bro, y'all don't be understanding. See, when you know Jock, you just know Jock. Jock is one of the people that be his face. He has many different facial expressions. Like, Jock don't have to say a word, but the bitch will look at you some type of damn way, and you automatically know what the fuck he's saying. Like, at this moment,
he knew he fucked up.
Like, at that moment, I know Jock had rolled his eyes and said, this stupid bitch. Like, I know that's what the fuck he said. But it was, once he got his thoughts back, he was just like...
Yeah, brother, like, he got me.
Like, he was mad. Like, if I was in front of him, like, I know he would have cussed me out.
Yeah, because I'm like... Bruh, why the fuck you called me with that bullshit?
And I'm sort of
funny though.
And I'm sort of mad that he that I did it because, like, now when I call Jock up and I just randomly say some shit, he automatically,
I already know
he just shut my shit down, so it's not as funny. So now I got to find another friend just call, which I did it to my neighbor.
No.
I hit the ass with the kidnapping shit, brother, because he a teacher. It was fucking funny as shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. What, it's funny as shit.
He got it. Did he get it?
Yeah, he told me to get out of his house.
Okay.
He told you to get out of his house.
Yeah, he told me to get out of his house.
See? Hey, okay. Everybody got different point of views for you,
right,
you see?
All right, fellas, anything in closing? And then, like I said, at the end of the day, man, shout out to Marcus, bro, and what you're doing. You get what I mean? In the community, bro, keep your head up, bro. Keep encouraged, and definitely with that quote, you know what I mean? Definitely a brother that gives, you know, get what I mean?
For real.
Versus looking to receive anything, you get what I mean? So, yeah, man, we appreciate you, bro.
And shout out to my dog, Courtney Johnson, my sis, Mika. They just purchased their first home.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Give y'all a big round of applause.
Yes, sir. Where they at? Where y'all at, man? Pull up.
Applause for that.
He ain't going nowhere. He still out there with us.
Oh, okay. Hey, so look.
In closing.
Yeah, another riddle of the day.
Okay.
What do you call a beehive without an exit?
Beyonce.
They had a beehive in it, bro. What I was supposed to say.
Yeah. Understandable.
He just got cool points, so you could have like 18 million viewers now.
Correct.
Because you said Beyonce name.
Hey, listen, I don't know. They had beehive. You say without an exit?
Behind.
Unbelievable.
Okay, Tony, stop. Stop. All right.
Bruh,
no
unbelievable,
more,
bro.
No more riddles.
Hey, choose the answer and the question on the ground that that man incriminate me.
Man, check it. Check it, bro. I think I'm with Jock on that. I think without an exit, a behind is not an exit or entry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have no idea where the hell that came from, but okay.
Wait,
you said a beehive without an exit.
Okay, but
and then you said a beehive.
You say it ain't an exit or an entrance.
That's what I just said. The man. So what you do with your shit? It just.
Man,
like
listen,
he
man.
Keep it in a pocket on the like, side, like what? And come out the side, nigga, shitting like this.
That nigga be on his side, white shit.
All right, for real.
We weren't talking literal, gentlemen.
Nah, bitch, we were.
All right, man. Hey, anything on the topic, man, in the closing, we get up out of here. Appreciate the people for tuning in, watching, liking, sharing.
Hey, bro, stop.
Boy.
Stop. No. Hey, hurry up and hit the closing music,
hey,
man.
Yeah, hey, look, we out of here. We love hey,
you. All right, what y'all you said,
hey, City.
Love,
we gonna lock
grease.
In with you, City.
Go and, ahead, bro. That one right there, since you don't want me to do it.
All that good stuff.
Say that ain't
stuff.
What you
say
that ain't. Go ahead,
Jock. Jock
got a joke of the day, y'all.
Oh, my God. Man, this man's stupid. Hey, did you know that the first French fries weren't cooked in France?
Where were they cooked?
They were cooked in Greece.
Whoa, thanks, Tony.
Wait a minute. You can give me straight that the French fries was cooked in Greece in France? Okay, man.
That,
come
listen,
on, man.
That is Tony, bro. That is Tony,
I'm
bro.
I'm done, bro.
And then he said, Jock got a joke on the day.
I'm done. With
oh,
that.
Man.
Done. Hey, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. You get what I mean? Like, share, tell somebody, you know what I'm saying, about Sunday the Scoop. Also, what it is, man, be on the lookout to... Hey, we're going to probably announce some flavors or we'll get some flavors in from you guys. And just look out. Be on the lookout for something special that's coming. So,
and, boy, we for to have a lot of guests now, boy.
And with that being said, we appreciate Fly Jock on that note. Appreciate Tony MFD and these jokes of the day.
We appreciate
him. Ending that one off, redeeming himself. And, I guess we are out.
And thank y'all for sharing and tapping in. You know, we appreciate the love.
For sure.
Yes, yes. I just like to say I feel blessed on this one.
Yeah.